Mary Baker Eddy began teaching about spiritual healing in the 1870s. She founded the Church of Christ Scientists, and she's had millions of followers over the years. One of the church's best-known practices is that they prefer not to use doctors and medicine. Commentator Heather Dune McAdam was raised a Christian Scientist. Her mother taught her to believe that prayer is the main tool for fighting illness and that pills are to be avoided.
I grew up answering questions like, don't you believe in doctors? And what do you do if you're sick? I became adept at responding to these queries, but for some reason, much to my mother's despair, her religion did not stick. I loved the idea of medicine. I used to practice cough syrup commercials in front of the bathroom mirror while swallowing spoon after spoon of Karo syrup. Every morning, Punky and Debbie Frank and I would take turns picking each other up on our walk to school. The added perk for me was at the Frank's house, there were mysterious little Flintstones vitamins on the breakfast table. And when Mrs. Frank wasn't looking, my friends would push their pills over for me to take. I could swallow them without even a sip of orange juice. Why was I so enthralled with Fred and Wilma? Not only were vitamins a phenomenon to my Christian Science upbringing, taking them was a small act of rebellion. Little did I know that those small acts would turn into a full-fledged obsession. Despite my poor mother's attempts to make me a Christian woman, I confess, I am a Buddhist/vitamin junkie. Yes, I have become a portable medicine cabinet replete with vitamins, homeopathic remedies, painkillers, and nasal swabs. I practice the kitchen sink method of healing. Try everything. Something's got to work. The other night at a cocktail party, the hostess complained of a backache while someone else whined of a headache. Take a leave, I whipped out my handy-dandy emergency pocket pack. Suddenly, I was surrounded by party guests, simultaneously swallowing little blue pills. This reminds me of the 60s, a former hippie exclaimed. The irony does not escape me. Instead of orgies and acid, we've moved on to pain relief in all of its legal myriad forms. Where I used to search for alternative planes of consciousness, now I search for alternative ways to get a good night's sleep. Melatonin! When someone sneezes, I offer Zicam nasal swabs. Fatigue? Take Source of Life. I have textbooks of herbal remedies sitting right next to my collection of Vonnegut's first editions. I have even been known to slip remedies to unknowing house guests while feeling as guilty as one of Miss Marple's murderers. I am utterly out of control as I concoct witches' brews and push pills and good health on my unsuspecting victims. Maybe I am a failed Christian Science practitioner. Or maybe living without health insurance for most of my adult life has forced me to find cheap and effective alternatives. But I think it really goes back to childhood and those Flintstones vitamins. I wanted them, Punky and Debbie didn't, and that made me popular, at least at breakfast time.
Heather Dune McAdam lives in Hampton Bays, New York.